have been living since 2012 after the last round of redistricting under the most extreme partisan gerrymandered legislative map in the entire country, or at least amongst them. And that's why our case went all the way to the Supreme Court, because it was that bad. People here in Wisconsin get it because Democrats have won every statewide office in 2018, 2012 as well. Yet, at this point, Republicans still control 63% of the assembly seats and 58% of the state senate seats. And this commission is put together because the simple belief is that people should choose their elected officials and not the other way around. It's important that we have representation from people who live in the state. And too often, so many communities get left out of the decision-making process because there's not a seat at the table for them. And I can go back to, you know, even talking about how gerrymandering aids and abets the disproportionate impact of a lack of representation. Here in Wisconsin, 70% of people in the state support nonpartisan redistricting. 70% of people in the state support Medicaid expansion. 80% support medical marijuana legalization, and 80% support universal background checks and extreme risk protection orders. But those voices aren't being heard in the halls of the legislature because they refuse to take up any of those bills. Our legislative leadership can ignore the people as long as they have these rigged maps. And that is why it's important that we do this right with justice, fairness, and equity in mind. And that means having representation from as broad a spectrum of people in the state as possible. Timeline, applications are due by July 31st. And once the commission is formed, they're going to hold public hearings virtually in the fall and in the winter to hear from people about how these maps should be drawn. So as inclusive as we want to make the commission, we also want to make the process as inclusive as possible as well by hosting a series of public meetings to get input from people in the state of Wisconsin. 51 out of 72 counties, and this accounts for almost 80% of our state's population, and they passed resolutions or referenda that supports nonpartisan redistricting. I'll go over a little bit of the eligibility and application process for the listeners in case people are interested, because we still are encouraging people to apply. We want as large and diverse of an applicant pool as possible. And so applicants must be at least 18 years old and a Wisconsin resident. Applicants cannot be a lobbyist, an elected official, a candidate for office, or a member of the governing body of any political party. And because this commission will reflect the will of the people of the state, we will include at least one person from each of the 8 congressional districts. And we are going to have make sure that there is a Black member, a member of the Latinx community, and tribal community as well. You can apply the website. It's a long one. It is govstatus.egov.com/peoplesmaps, or you can just Google Wisconsin People's Maps Commission, and the website will come up.